Hi, it's Danny. I'm jumping in with another mini-sode. And I want to start out today by just saying thank you so much for joining me on this journey. This podcast has really kind of grown like a tidal wave for me. It started with the short story Dog Deities, and then also, you know, this curiosity about animal communication, and realizing that the two went together, that I could do them together. And I've had so much fun interviewing people, and I've learned so much. I think every episode has just been so mind-blowing for me. And so I'm excited to be sharing the conversations, and I would love to know what you think. I would love to know, like, what kinds of takeaways that you've been having, what kinds of questions that you still have. And so I just want to invite you that if you would like to, please send me a message on Instagram, DM me, or send me an email. My email is hello@dannyfankhauser.com, and that's going to be in the show notes. And my Instagram is also my name, @dannyfankhauser. And so I would love to hear, you know, what your thoughts are about the episode so far, what you're interested or excited about. And I also want to say, you know, I've just been having so much fun with these conversations. So I'm already thinking about the next season. This season is essentially about animal communication. And I have other short stories I'm working on, and I've been so excited because they all have kind of like an obvious correlation with like a type of person that I could interview. So it'll continue to be a piece of fiction and a set of interviews that go together. And really the theme that brings everything together, all of my fiction, all of my, you know, more like nonfiction interests, is it's all kind of tied into intuition and self-trust. So you might have noticed that I really ask every guest, what is your intuition backstory? And I find that question so interesting because everyone is so different. And intuition is something that we all have and that we can tap into. And I'm just so excited to, you know, that's something that's been so beneficial to myself is learning to trust myself. And in order to trust myself, I have to be able to hear my intuition. And so it just makes me so excited to help more people access that. It's helped me with writing fiction, definitely, because that's kind of a very intuitive process. But also in terms of like making decisions about how I want to spend my time, who I want to spend my time with, where I want to live, just like quite literally everything. So yeah, if you have questions about intuition too, or if you want to learn more about it, definitely reach out to me. I also on my website have a guide that I put together recently on intuition that I'm sure I'll be sharing more about that soon. But for this episode, I did want to revisit something we talked about in the previous interview. So I was interviewing Avantika, who is an academic, and towards the end of the episode, she had mentioned reincarnation. And so this is a topic that I'm just endlessly curious about. It's not something that I grew up knowing anything about. It's a more recent obsession of mine, but I wish we would have had more time to talk about it in that episode. And I would love for you to reach out and tell me what you think about it, or, you know, what your experiences have been around it, because it's just something that I feel like it's like one of those things where it's like an endless pool of information. And so I'm just always excited to hear what people think. I'm going to tell you a little bit about kind of my, you know, evolving journey with it, because I definitely didn't start out believing in reincarnation, and I definitely did not want to believe in it for a long time. So there's that. But yeah, I grew up evangelical Christian, and so we believed in, you know, an afterlife, but it was like heaven or hell. And that was great. I still think that sounds great. Like, you know, you kind of have just like this like pleasurable mansion kind of place. You get to hang out with everyone you've ever known. You know, sounds great. Reincarnation, having to go through puberty, having to go through puberty again is like my worst fear. That does not sound so pleasant. I even had a phase where I was kind of agnostic and thought, you know, maybe death is just kind of this final rest where everything just fades to black and we're just done. And to be honest, I think that sounds pretty pleasant as well. So don't really have a problem with death. Losing other people is difficult, but I've never really been resistant towards death. So how did I come around on reincarnation? A couple ways. The first is a friend of mine had recommended the Netflix series. It's called Surviving Death, and it's a documentary series, and it kind of goes through different topics. One's on near-death experiences. There's one that's kind of about ghosts, and there's one about past life memories of children. And so it's all this different research that has gone into it and different memories that people have. And after I watched that, I was just convinced. I really went into it not wanting to believe in reincarnation, but just the consistency of stories and experiences that people had, people that didn't know each other, people that, you know, started out having a completely different set of beliefs, and especially the past life memories, just the accuracy that these kids would have, having no other way to know this information, is pretty wild. So I was pretty convinced after that. And as a side note, you know, I recently was talking to my dad about something, and somehow it came up that that my grandma, my dad's mom, actually had an NDE, a near-death experience. She had pneumonia, I believe, when she was like 19. And, you know, her entire family, like, it was like she was expected to die. She was, like, pretty much right there. And so she had this experience of dying, meeting her father, and him saying, you have to go back. And she told, you know, this is, like, the, what year would this be? She was born around 1920, 1940. Yeah, so, I mean, this is, like, earlier than 1950. This is a while ago. Like, there was no internet then. Like, how... So she wouldn't have known back then that this is, like, the exact experience that people have when they have near-death experiences, is that they see a loved one, and for some reason, they decide they have to go back. What's so wild about that, of course, is that had she not gone back to continue and live out her life, she would have never gotten married. She would never have had children, my dad, I would not be here. So just that is so wild. So the other reason that I really came around on reincarnation is that I've done a lot of therapy over the years, a lot of different kinds of like personal growth, coaching. And a common theme of a lot of this work is that you take an issue that you have and then you kind of map it out, the emotions around it, the beliefs around it, and then you go back to childhood and you try to find an experience that you had in childhood that matches this, and then you try to kind of reprogram or just think about that experience, that childhood experience, in a new way, which frees you up to not deal with the same kind of emotional pattern or block that you have. So I've done a lot of that. It's been very, very effective, and there's this small handful of issues that I have, and they just don't go back to childhood. There was not a time in childhood where these things happen. Some of them are very simple, like getting locked out of somewhere that I live. I kind of have had this like obsession with keys. I'll like have a job where I have a key to the building. One time I forgot to give back a parking pass to a place, an internship that had ended, had to mail it to them. Another time I left a job and I accidentally gave them my parents' house key instead of the office key. So, and then I have literally gotten locked out later on, but only after like a decade of being obsessed with the fear of it. That one's pretty weird and quirky, but there are other things like, I guess, you know, to be kind of open, like one of the deeper ones is like a resistance to saying I love you. And that's I just grew up with a very loving family who said I love you. So it was like, where is this from? I don't really see this coming from childhood. But it's this issue that is a real problem in developing relationships. So Yeah, so I kind of had those as like the two convincing reasons for me for reincarnation. And like I said, it's not my favorite, but if this is true, I've already lived maybe 80 lives, maybe 800. We don't really know. So, now I'm going to talk a little bit about how this applies to our pets. So again, I'm curious as you listen to my story, like how that resonates with you and if you've had any similar thoughts about it. So some people who are interviewed on this podcast are people who I've worked with as coaches or have gotten an intuitive reading. And something that tends to come up, sometimes prompted by me, but actually, I would say usually not prompted by me. I might mention that I have a dog, but I was having an intuitive reading, and the person I was working with said, "You and your dog Bambi have lived many lifetimes before." And that really resonated with me because when I first adopted her, I saw her picture on the Pet Finder app, and she's a very cute Chihuahua, I will say. But there was just like a very strong attraction, and I kept looking on that app. There were other dogs that were very cute, but I didn't quite feel an attachment to them the same way. Like for her, I was like, I reached out right away. There's a whole story that I'm going to do a separate episode and really get into it, but she wasn't, she had been adopted, and then she popped up on the app a couple months later, and it hadn't worked out with the people that adopted her, so I ended up getting her. But during that time, I just looked at a lot of other dogs and I didn't feel that same draw. And I've had that experience before with humans. And often it's confusing. I will say that over many years, this would happen where I would feel this like strong draw to someone, and it would usually be someone who's male. And I would think, oh, it's a romantic attraction. I'm really into this person. And again, like they wouldn't even necessarily be like what I would call my type. They might not be like really the right age range. They might not be compatible in a lot of ways, but it was like, seeing someone for the first time, or again, seeing someone maybe on a dating app and just having this like feeling of like, I have to know this person. I feel this strong romantic attraction. In hindsight, I think the only concept I had for it was that it must be romantic, but it actually was more just like a recognition that I've known this person as someone else in the past, and that I'm having this recognition. And maybe it means that we have some, significant partnership to do in this lifetime. Could be work related, could be friendship, but not necessarily romantic. But it was just such a strong feeling that that's how my mind had described it. So, with our pets, I think any of us, there's probably a good chance that we've had a lifetime with the pet before. There's another interview that we still have coming up where the person I interviewed, has lifetimes remembering being a dog or a wolf. So that's also a common idea in reincarnation that not just that we reincarnate as humans, that our pets can reincarnate and have this like soul journey as well, but that it's not like one species or another. And there's also not kind of like it's not like we start out like reincarnating as like a chipmunk and then like slowly move our way up the food chain or something like that. I'm had someone I was chatting with, this was actually on a dating app, who said like a dog's next lifetime is human. And I was like, yeah, like I've heard something before about like I've reincarnated with my own dog before, the story I had just told. And he was like, yeah, a dog's next lifetime is human. It was like very, very opinionated about this. Personally, I don't think that it's that cut and dry. I don't think that it's like a series like that. I've also talked to someone who was having a psychedelic experience and had a vision of her current dog being her child in a previous lifetime, which also, you know, it's just, I think what's compelling about the theories around this is just like you kind of have this soul family and you reincarnate together each time. You kind of come back to the same group and you can come back in different forms. So it's pretty fascinating. But I would say like probably there is some kind of, you know, anyone who has a pet, there's probably some kind of soul connection there. And there's a good chance that you've been together before, that you could be together in the future. And it's really fascinating. And that's a lot of what people find in animal communication sessions is that there's, you know, something much deeper than just like, here's the best food for this pet to have, or they want to go on more walks or something like that. But it was just like a much richer connection. So I'm curious what you think about all of that. And actually, this is a great segue into the next episode, because the next person whose interview will be coming out next week, we actually do talk about pet loss. That's something that they specialize in, and obviously goes kind of hand in hand with the idea of reincarnation. So something else that's in that episode that I wanted to mention here is the correlation between Reiki and intuition. So I mentioned earlier that the intuition and self-trust is kind of like the core theme of this podcast, both this season and the seasons that will come next. And when people start doing Reiki, either practicing it, learning it themselves, or just receiving Reiki, there are a lot of benefits to it, but one of the benefits is that it develops intuition. So what Reiki is doing, it's, I would call it like Drano for your soul. It's clearing. So it's like kind of pouring the Drano down and like clearing out all the gunk, and so that the water can flow freely. And so that water is basically like your intuition. And so you're kind of clearing out the gunk, and you're able to then make decisions from like your true self, your true essence. You're kind of clearing out like heavier emotions. And so you have more energy, you feel lighter. These are kind of some common experiences, but for anyone who's looking to develop their intuition or develop their self-trust, I really recommend Reiki. I got into it initially when I was writing my first novel, and it helped a lot in terms of like that writer's block, feeling like I had all these brilliant ideas in my head, but just couldn't sit down and get them onto a page. So that is one of the great benefits of Reiki. So I want to leave off this episode and just invite you to something that I have coming up that I'm really excited about. I'm going to start offering a group Reiki session. It's going to be every week on Thursdays. It'll be at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And what's really cool about it is if you found me via this podcast, you can come to the session. It'll be on Zoom. We can see each other face to face. And I would love to meet you. And it's also just like a low pressure way to try Reiki, because I think it sounds pretty funky if you haven't tried it yet. But basically the experience, to give you a little bit more about it, it's going to feel like a meditation where, you know, you can actually be lying down or seated. Either one of those is fine. I'll be kind of guiding in with some like verbal guidance on breath, maybe some like visualizations. So then there's some like soft music playing. For the group session, I'll start out talking a little bit about Reiki, and then the meditation itself, it might last somewhere like 30 minutes, and then we'll regroup and talk afterwards. So all of that feels very normal, but the experience itself, it's like a meditation that goes much deeper than a typical meditation on your own. And that is something that that I would say pretty much everyone experiences. That's the most common, and then there are some like weirder experiences that people have that you know, either they have like a burst of intuition or they have a lot of emotion come up, stuff like that. It can be pretty magical, and I try not to say too much about it up front because I want people to kind of go in with an open mind and be open to whatever experience that they do have. But it's a lot of fun, and it's something really cool that I can do that just helps people feel good. And that makes me really happy to be able to offer that. So I wanted to make it more accessible and just easier for people to try it out if they're curious. So that's why I put together the group session. And so I would love for you to come. And so you can find the link to it in the show notes. You can also find it on my website, dannyfankhauser.com, or my Instagram, at dannyfankhauser. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. As I've emphasized through this episode. Anyway, if you made it to the end, I'm so excited to be sharing with you and really happy to be doing this podcast, getting to share some things that make me really happy to talk about and also connect with people who are excited about the same things. So thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye.